News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's a nervous morning in thousands of households, including my own, across the country as the Leaving Cert gets underway. Carl O'Brien is Education Editor for the Irish Times. Carl, paper one in English today kicks off the Leaving Cert.
It does indeed, as ever. Some things change, some things don't. English paper one is the old reliable starter. And you're right, you know, it's the most nerve-wracking day of all the days for students taking on the Leaving Cert, but particularly for this year, because for the most part, this is a cohort of students which never got a chance to sit the junior cycle. So for most of these students today doing the Leaving Cert, it is their first time doing a state exam. And, you know, doing the junior cycle is a great dry run, just even getting a sense of how the whole system works. So that will, I'm sure, get nerves jangling even more so. But the good news for the class of 2024 is they are the last year, cohort of students to benefit from inflated grades. And that's, if you recall, going back a few years ago when teachers assessed their own students and kind of gave predicted grades, the grades went up. So out of fairness for the students in recent years, they've kept the grades artificially high at that level. And they're going to start to nudge downwards from next year. So if you like this class, okay, it's their first time doing an exam, but they will have this golden ticket, if you like, of these kind of higher exam results, which will stay with them forever, if should they ever wish to reapply for courses in future years.
How long will the exams run for, Carl? I suppose that depends on what subjects you're doing, of course.
It does indeed. I suppose that the exam window goes on for longer than it did in our day, Shane. So you're going on to about, I think it's June 25th, I think.
Applied Maths is generally one of the last ones, isn't it?
It is, and now that they've added in a lot of more minority subjects and non-curricular languages, but it's spread out over a longer time. There's more subjects like PE, computer science, kind of sandwiched into that time. So it does last for a long time, and the results are going to be later, again, at the tail end of August. And that is a combination of reasons, but one is because they're doing what's called this post-marking adjustment, that's to get the results up to the same level as recent years. But also they are setting, as they have been in recent years, a second set of exams. So they take place for the most part during July. They are for students who have been bereaved or may have involved in some kind of an accident, which has meant that they weren't able to sit their exam in June. So it's always been a bit of a marathon, and it certainly still is these days, despite various reforms that have been introduced over the years.
Yeah, I do remember in my day we had the matric to do in July as well, so it went on for quite a while. In terms of parents, what's the advice to parents this morning as their kids are kind of waking up? I suppose it's just try and keep things as calm as possible, is it?
Absolutely. You know, it's keeping things calm. You can help with knowing what the exam schedule is, assisting your child with the checklist of what it is they're going to need in the morning. Helping to focus on the next challenge rather than dwelling on something that has gone wrong in an exam, but that is always solid advice. And also just not overhyping the importance of these exams either. Yes, they are significant, but you know, it is a bit of a cliche, but it is more true now than it has ever been that there are lots of different routes to the destination you want to get to. You know, it's a bit like a Google Maps. You know, you might there might be a direct route, but you always get rerouted onto another course. And for example, if you want to do nursing, you know, once upon a time you had to get really, really high points to get your nursing course. Now you have those options. You have what are called tertiary degrees, where you don't even need CAO points. You have PLC options, which will route you into a college degree course, and the same is true for engineering and lots of other sectors. So there are lots of routes. So not to get overly stressed about what is no doubt a very challenging experience.
Very sound advice there. Carl O'Brien, Education Editor for the Irish Times. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Carl nailed it there, really, didn't he? There are many ways to skin a cat, Ciara.
Completely. And I mean, obviously it's going on in your household this morning, and good luck to
Donna,
young Master Coleman.
Yes.
And I've no doubt that there are families, and particularly teens around the country this morning really nervous. So I was thinking about my own Leaving Cert. It was back in 1988. Some were splitting the stones. The Euros were on. It was a heady time. And I wanted to do drama in Trinity. I didn't get into it. I ended up doing commerce in UCD. That was a bit of a hairpin bend. Do you know what I mean? A completely different turn. I didn't actually like that. Small wonder. Went into medicine. And now I work in radio. The leaving that I did has really borne very little relation to how my life went, which was all kinds of zigzags and left turns and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of how life is. And I think it's really important for kids to remember that what happens today in paper one in English isn't going to determine the rest of their lives. And that's a very important thing to have there, a bit of perspective about it.
Yeah. And I think the other really good bit of advice Carol gave was, you know, if one exam doesn't go well, move on from that.
Yeah.
You know, like the striker.
Don't carry it around.
Like the striker who misses a chance and then he or she forgets about it and they make sure they knock the next one into the net.
Ted Lasso said, be like a goldfish. That's the advice. If you mess up, just move on. Forget instantly and move on. And it's true. And I know they're saying all the parents are worried and you know, what are they going to do? My parents weren't even there. They went on holidays to Greece 2 days before it started. That's how it was in the 80s, lads. They were actually in Rhodes. They may or may not have rung to wish me luck. I don't know.
No mobile phones in those days.
There was no mobile, but it would have rung the landline in the kitchen. But I don't even know if they did. And it, you know what? It didn't do, like, we're over worrying about it. We're overthinking it.
Well, look, best of luck to everybody sitting the Leaving Cert and indeed the Junior Cert. I know it's important as well when you're sitting the Junior Cert, it's your first big state exam.
Yeah, of course.
So best of luck to everybody sitting their exams today. But do remember, it is not the be all and the end all.
Absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.